The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Morning Answer would like to know what you're thinking. 877-590-5843. That's 877-590-5843.
I have a pet peeve. I cannot stand the bumper music. They're very informative. They tell us all what's going on and we learn. But the bumper music is dumb you down crap. That's my rant. They need to get somebody that has some good music, something to lift your mind up, some Miles Davis, some John Coltrane, some Beethoven even.
It's the Morning Answer.
Who do you think we are, sir? You think Stinchfield and I look like Beethoven people? Please. Thanks for joining us. It is your Tuesday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield. I do like a fifth of Beethoven.
A fifth of Beethoven.
Have you ever heard that song?
I like a fifth of Tito's, actually.
Well, I like that, too. Dan, the phone man, this is your task for the next break. A fifth of Beethoven.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the song I want you to play.
I can do that.
Okay. Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome to Tuesday. And, gosh, there is lots going on. Just want to bring you up to speed on this fire at the Immigration Detention Center in northern Mexico near our border. Three dozen people have died so far. They say, according to Mexico's National Institute of Migration, 39 foreign migrants died in the fire. It was started shortly before 10 p.m. at the detention center in Ciudad Juarez in Mexico. Images from the scene show rows of bodies lying under silver sheets outside the facility. That's right across from El Paso, Texas. Ambulance, firefighters, and vans from the morgue could also be seen. They said that 68 men from Central and South America were staying at the facility. Of those, 29 more migrants were injured in the fire, more transported to indelicate to serious condition at four local hospitals. According to reports, there was some sort of riot or something that was going on. That's when they believed that the people that were staying there started the fire, and now that ended up with 39 people dead.
So this is a immigration center run by Mexico?
Yes.
Already I'm suspicious. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to have cartel involvement in this. You could have Mexican government involved in this. When you listen to the Mexican president who claims no responsibility for the immigration problem, no responsibility for the fentanyl problem,
yeah,
saying this is America's problem, something is very fishy about this.
And have you noticed he's gotten...
bolder?
Well, I was thinking of another word. I'm glad you said bolder. Definitely louder. About the immigration issues between the United States and Mexico. He's been more critical. He feels like he can poke at the bear. He's blaming America for everything. Very strange shift. He hasn't always been that way.
No, and he's getting even more loud about it. You had Vicente Fox on Fox News last night or yesterday afternoon.
Gosh, I love when they roll him out. I don't know why. He just cracks me up because everything he says is very loud and very passionate. It is.
You know, he's a big Bush guy. He loves Bush.
I don't even know how much I agree with the guy. I just
probably
know I like to watch. I just like to watch him talk.
That's well, they rolled him out. He was in Phoenix doing an event with Bush.
Mm.
And he was very, very critical of the president of Mexico, saying that Mexico is going down a very bad path and that it's run by dictators and that the army has taken control of everything. And this is what dictators do. And the only reason the army is there is to protect him as a dictator.
Wow.
Very, very critical.
The Department of Homeland Security Secretary, still, Alejandro Mayorkas, is expected to testify today, so I'm sure he'll be asked about this. He'll be in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee at 10 a.m. East Coast time, so actually just right about now. And also, too, another hearing in the House of Representatives on the border as well, so immigration a focus. In Washington, D.C. today. So that's going on. Also, if you're just catching up this morning, the motive is unclear, but there is a manifesto from the shooter who walked into a Presbyterian school yesterday opening fire, taking out 3 adults and 3 9-year-old children, 6 in total, a 7th, including the shooter herself. New video is out this morning showing surveillance of the suspect. Audrey Hale is her name, a biological female who was identifying as a male. Aiden, I believe, is the name that she was using. She takes a gun and she blows through this glass door on the church. The church was connected to the school. She walks right through. She used to attend the school, and inside kills 6 people. In her belongings, she had a detailed map of the school, and she had a manifesto that, again, I'm hopeful that they will release, but we don't have any idea if the police are planning on doing that.
It would be helpful if they release everything they have. I think this is just people are hungry to see it. I don't like when the police hold back because it's
And they've been very forthcoming in Nashville so far, I think.
They have, better than most. Yeah. I mean, it's been very quick to explain what was going on. And again, I still think the number one most important soundbite out of that press conference, and if we don't have it yet, I hope we can find it. The most important soundbite out of that press conference was the police chief saying they looked at a different school, this transgender, and decided to pass on it because security was too tight.
And that was mentioned in her manifesto. She had maps and surveillance of another school, but she passed. She said that the security was too much of an issue. She went into this school, which she attended for at least some piece of her school career. Those who knew her said that she was a really smart and bright and talented artist. She was like a commercial designer. We don't know if she was already on hormones to fully transition into a man, if that has come into play. Politically, you wonder if this is going to be looked at as a hate crime because this is a transgender person carrying out an attack on a Christian school. In Tennessee, the governor had just put in some new laws about transitioning young children. Was it a statement on that? Her mother apparently was an activist against gun control. There are so many different avenues to go down with this particular case, but that doesn't bring back those 6 people, 3 of these babies, Evelyn, Haley, and William, who were all killed yesterday.
It's so sad. You know, I just got a picture texted to me of that little girl,
Haley.
That was from Texas.
So
yeah.
Sweet.
And the family, you know, the pastor is a young guy, but the family's just a cute little American made family, you know? So this touches a lot of people. It really does. And so, you know, I always say my heart goes out to these people and they're in my thoughts and prayers. But you know, apparently the left hates when we say, we pray for these people.
I thought it was interesting because the very first person up at the podium at the very first press conference yesterday said, our heart is broken and our hearts and prayer or thoughts and prayers go out to the victims and their families. And then he stopped himself and he said, I know I'll be criticized for that. But he said, here in the South, that's what we do. We pray for people because we believe prayer works.
I think we have it. So we could play it maybe when we come back.
We'll do that when we come back. And a whole lot more, actually, because we're going to hear from President Biden and his response to all of this. And your reaction, too. 855-785-8255. It's your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
Canceling the cancel culture. This is the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Thanks for joining us. It is a Tuesday here on The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And we were talking about some of the criticism that gets lobbed after these shootings when people say they want to pray or offer thoughts and prayers as part of their condolences to families. And it's interesting, Grant, because it seems that especially the left and the media, especially those who have a political axe to grind, whether it's a desire for gun control or something else, always laugh at people offering thoughts and prayers. And one of the things that I thought was really beautiful yesterday in the aftermath of the horrific shooting that rocked at Nashville, the Covenant Presbyterian Church, where 3 children and 3 adults were killed by a transgender shooter, a biological female who blew her way into the church, walked into the school and opened fire. The police and the Bureau of Investigations in Tennessee offered thoughts and prayers as they started their press conference. And take a listen to this. This is the Bureau of Investigation Director David Rausch.
Again, I want to echo what Chief has said in reference to the great support and the great teamwork that has been taking place here. And as well as sending our heartfelt prayers to the families, to this community of these victims. Now, I know there'll be people who want to criticize us for prayers, but that's the way we do that in the South, right? We believe in prayer, and we believe in the power of prayer. And so our prayers go out to these families.
So a quick question, just to offer this up and your take on this, Grant, but 855-785-8255, why do we feel like we are vilified if we say we want to pray for someone who has lost a child? Why has that become a bad thing or something that we need to explain? 855-785-8255, 855-785-8255.
You know, and it's not just a child. I know you know this too. Like any time a tragedy happens, we say we want our thoughts and prayers to go out to them. I actually would alter that, you know, when I worked at the NRA, because we were so vilified every time we would say it. So I would say things like, my heart aches for this mm-hmm. family. You know, I'm thinking about them constantly today.
Right.
I would say things like that because I didn't want to bring the heat of the thoughts and prayers, because it's just annoying. But in the end, I think there's something bigger going on. And I think that is their hatred towards God and faith. And if you have faith in a higher power, the left's power is limited. They can't completely control you if you put your faith in God, which is why they hate religion so much. And it's not just one God. It's everybody's version of God. Mm-hmm. They don't like religion at all of any kind.
Well, and then I think because so many of the narratives, including the transgender narrative, kind of go down the drain for a lot of people of faith, right? So it just seems to me that we are now having police officers, people who are investigating crimes, who say that they are praying for someone, now having to explain themselves, saying that somehow we have to say this because we are people. We're saying this because we're from the South and we're people of faith, and explaining why someone may offer a prayer for someone who lost someone that they love. 855-785-8255. Now, new surveillance camera footage has come out of this shooting. Nashville police have released body cam footage from yesterday's shooting, which left six people dead, of the officers, these two brave officers who went into the building. These are heroes, to be sure. Apparently, when they walked into the building, and Audrey Hale, who has been identified as the shooter, was standing up in a window trying to shoot down at them. She was standing in front of a large window on a second floor atrium of the Covenant School. By the time police entered the building, they were able to come into contact with her. I guess she tried to shoot and fire at them. She was determined to die. They said she was firing at cops, and she was immediately taken down by one of the officers who responded. The officers are then seen going classroom to classroom looking for her first. She gained entry by shooting through the glass panels of the front door. But they went classroom by classroom. They find her up perched in this place. They took her down, and 14 minutes, Grant, from the time of the first 911 call to when this scene was neutralized, when the shooter was neutralized, pretty incredible response from local law enforcement.
Yeah, and you know, you have to be so proud of these officers that will risk their lives to go save these kids and teachers and do just that.
Mm-hmm.
And it went down the way it's supposed to go down. Instantly, the moment the threat is engaged, who wins? The officers. The officers always win. And if it's not the officers killing these shooters, it's often the shooters turning the gun on themselves. Either way, who cares how it stopped? It stopped when the threat engages with someone with a firearm. They're usually so coward-like that they often turn the guns on themselves. They'll go hide in a corner or a closet and shoot themselves. I don't care how they're stopped, as long as they're stopped. But the only way to do it is with a good guy with a gun. And this is just what the left refuses to acknowledge. Oh, let's get all the guns off the streets. Never going to happen. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's have red flag laws that'll stop this before it happens. Never happens. Because you know what? We have something called due process in America. And due process means a cop can't just say, his neighbor says he's a threat, so let's go take the guns.
Right. Can't do it.
Look, I heard Howard Safer, former commissioner of New York. He was on Fox News yesterday. What an absolute disgrace this man was. Oh, I'm not against guns. I like to have guns, but you should only have guns if you have proper training.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm the first one to push for training, and I believe if you have guns, you need to be trained. But he was literally promoting the idea that government's going to make you take a course. Now, last time I read shall not be infringed, the government doesn't need to teach me or tell me how to do something. And law-abiding gun owners are all very, very responsible.
Most of them go through some kind of training.
Most of them do.
Yeah.
And the law-abiding gun owners that don't, guess what? They never carry their firearms with them.
Now, the Nashville PD chief is Chief Drake, and he talked about why the Covenant School was targeted. Take a listen to this.
It was the only school that was targeted. There was another location that was mentioned, but because of a threat assessment by the suspect, too much security, they decided not to in that area.
To your point about cowards, Grant, they look for the place that they can go into the easiest and impart the most damage. We now know that Audrey Hale was going by Aiden. She apparently used him and he pronouns. And according to the Daily Mail, they report that Audrey harbored a resentment about having to attend the school as a child herself. She, of course, then went on campus, shot and killed the head teacher in the hallway in an assassination-style killing, in addition to shooting the church custodian, Mike Hill, and a substitute teacher, Cynthia Peake. Then she went on to murder those 3 9-year-old students, Haley, William, and Evelyn. Mm.
Sad that,
Interesting to know she was mad about having to go to that school for whatever reason.
Yeah, but still, she was 30, right?
28. She was getting
28,
close.
Going on 30. I mean, you're out of there long enough time to, I mean, you know, it doesn't mean you go shoot the place up. It's not like she's an 18-year-old mad at a teacher, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you try to get in the minds of these people. It's nearly impossible.
Well, it doesn't make sense. Anybody who can walk into a school and open fire is not thinking in the right way. Now, before driving to the school, this information also coming out this morning, she messaged a friend on Instagram saying, "I'm planning to die today. This is not a joke. You'll probably hear about me on the news after I die. This is my last goodbye. I love you. See you again in another life. Audrey," and then in parentheses, Aiden. So there was a warning, but it was already when she was in transit to the school. So what? How much did she know? Now, there were warning signs, they say, posted on her social media. Her social media profile was taken down very quickly. I don't know if she did it herself or if Instagram or someone else took it down, but it was gone within minutes of them identifying her for sure.
Yeah. I'm sure that all happens very quickly. And then one of her colleges had taken down any mention of her going to that college as well.
Yeah, because apparently she was given a lot of accolades for her arts, her art talent, and her, I think maybe even her academics. I had heard that too.
Yeah. Talented or not, just boy, oh boy. Again, it's just so frustrating because you want to explain the unexplainable.
Exactly right.
And you can't.
Of times when you see these school shooters, traditionally biologically male, right? They are people who have been left behind, who really were suffering in academic, maybe who weren't that good. It seems that she had some talent behind her, but that didn't stop it. 855-785-8255. As we continue, Chairman Joe Biden's response to this shooting will shock you. That's in the Biden basement briefing as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
Does she have a lasso of truth and an invisible airplane? Does he really do donuts in an 18-wheeler? There's only one way to find out. Listen to The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
Thank you, Dr. G. Check out America First today, 12 noon on AM 870. You have found us. We are The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stitch.
And if you're new to the program, every day about this time, that's when we head down for the Biden Basement Briefing.
This is the Daily Biden Basement Briefing.
Come on. I come from the state of Delaware. Come on. Everybody thinks the big industry is chemicals. Come on, man. It's chickens. Boiler chickens. Come on, man.
All right. In the Biden basement briefing, we will tell you what Biden is being criticized for today, and that is his response to the school shooting in Nashville yesterday. He had a women's group at the White House. He was already planning to speak to them, so he had a speech ready. But, of course, this shooting in Nashville happens, and everybody wants to hear from the president when something like this does, Grant. And one of the things that you and I both noted is that a lot of the news stations cut away because of the atrocious response by Joe Biden. So this may work beautifully or it may work not so well, but we'll figure it out. We actually have the full audio from C-SPAN, right, that we can use? Okay. Of how this all transpired. So you can hear how weird this all started. Are you ready for this, Stinch?
Yes.
Okay. So, Dan, if you can start, this is Biden after the shooting getting ready to address the nation on the seriousness of children being gunned down. And this is what he starts with.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator full upstairs. You think I'm kidding? I'm not. God. Ben, how are you, pal? One of the best guys in the United States Congress, Ben Cardin. Folks, welcome to the White House. It's a delight to have you all here. And who are those good-looking kids back there? They're your kids, all four of them? Well, stand up, guys. Well, I want you to know, like you, I had two brothers, three in our family, three brothers and one sister. My sister is smarter than all of us.
Not Pause a joke. Just right here for a second.
She used to be.
You're aware, this is when the cable networks actually cut away from him because they were appalled that the guy's talking about ice cream and laughing it up.
So it goes even further in depth than you know what we've been hearing because everyone cut away from it. But this is insanity.
Yeah. So this is what most people did not hear. You can keep going.
And you know, his people had to have told him that, hey, when we come on, the nation's tuning in to hear you talk about the shooting.
Absolutely. And it was so weird because they were waiting for him. Then he went on stage and then he starts talking about ice cream. Everybody pulls away. We'll tell you when they come back to him. But this is all going on as news stations are now pulling away from his comments on Nashville because he's talking about ice cream and laughing with the crowd. Okay, continue on, Dan.
3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger than me. Yeah. She managed every one of my campaigns for office, even back when I was in high school. We went to the same university 2 years apart. She graduated honors. I graduated. And we had a simple rule in the family. Listen to Val. My sister Valerie is incredible. So, guys, be nice to your sister. You're going to need her. You're going to need her. I promise. It's the same lineup. You're the oldest. Who's number two? Number two? Who's number three? You're twins? Are you guys twins? Okay.
This All goes right. on this, and on. I mean, you know, people outfit. Were waiting for him
well,
to talk
I'm so
about
glad
this
to see
stuff.
You all. Thanks for
about
coming
the shooting,
with mom,
Jen.
Okay?
It's unbelievable.
Take care of your mom. Dads are much harder to raise, but you know. Before I begin to speak, the reason I spend a little time in the kids, I just want to speak very briefly about the school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, Ben and I have been doing this our whole careers, it seems. And it's just, it's sick. You know, we're still gathering the facts of what happened and why. And we do know that as of now, there are a number of people who are not going to, did not make it, including children. It's heartbreaking, a family's worst nightmare. And I want to commend the police who responded incredibly swiftly, within minutes, and the danger. We're monitoring the situation really closely, Ben, as you know. And we have to do more to stop gun violence. It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation. And we have to do more to protect our schools so they aren't turned into prisons. You know, the shooter in this situation reportedly had two assault weapons and a pistol, two AK-47. So I call on Congress again to pass my assault weapons ban. It's about time that we began to make some more progress, but there's more to learn. But I just wanted to send my concern and hearts out to so many parents out there.
Pause right here for just 1 second, because what comes next is him launching into this speech, which is almost just as weird as what he started with. If you can just hit it real quick, and then we'll comment on everything you just said, Daniel.
I've been to so many of these sites, as Ben knows, by virtually every one. And one of the things you folks should, I know you do know, but you should focus on, you know, just like when in the military, my son was in Iraq for a year, other places, you there's so many members of the military coming back with post-traumatic stress after witnessing the violence and participating in it. Well, these children, these teachers, they should be focusing on their mental health as well. And so I'm grateful anyway. Sorry to start off that way, but I couldn't begin without acknowledging what happened. And now I'm grateful that all of you are joining us here today. Natalie, thank you for that introduction and for doing such an amazing thing in Detroit. Detroit, making change charges for electric vehicles in the Motor City.
Okay, now come down for a second. Is that not the most psychotic thing you've ever heard, psychotic, where he's mumbling about post-traumatic stress and then goes, thank you for that introduction, and like snaps in? Is that crazy?
It's crazy. It literally is freaking crazy.
It like freaks me out, though. I mean, it's like, it's weird, right? I'm not the only one.
You know, who asked? Was it you or Dr. G asked that? Is he just evil, or is he, you know, dementia ridden? I forget what, you know. Dr. G asked this question. I think you may have a little bit of both. I mean, clearly we know that the man is evil. He's evil intentioned. But I do believe part of this is just he's not with it. I mean, this isn't even about evil. This is just about unawareness. I mean,
how inappropriate to come down and talk about chocolate chip ice cream and yuck it up and then go into your talk about Nashville and ramble your way through that and then jump into a weird like speech mode is bizarre. Yeah. Your thoughts, Morning Answerers, maybe we have this wrong. Maybe that was the right tone. 855-785-8255. Maybe you're concerned about this too. But if I'm a parent today, whether I had a kid in that school or not, and I see that is the response from the leader of the United States, I'm concerned. 855-785-8255.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about our friends over at Midas Gold Group, because things are certainly uncertain right now. The market is uncertain. The banks, local banks like Silicon Valley banks, collapsed. You've got housing prices that are coming down. You have interest rates that are going up. You have inflation that is way high. And you're probably wondering how much all that money you worked hard to save is going to be worth when you really need it. And if you are concerned about that, well, then today is the perfect day to talk to our friends at Midas Gold Group.
Look, we see the chaos going on in the world. You see the banks failing. You see the stock market crashing. You see that you can't count on your money. You got the central bank looking for a digital dollar.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing everything they can to spy on you. So what can you do to take precautions? Of course, one of your options is to put money into gold. And if you're going to do that, I urge you to go to my friends over at Midas Gold Group. MidasGoldGroup.com is how you go find them. MidasGoldGroup.com, or you can call them at 805-601-6000. That's 805-601-6000. And they can help you. I promise you they can. And they're good guys, and I trust them.
All right, set me to 805-601-6000 as we continue. Your reaction to what we just heard from Biden yesterday, the response, the ice cream, going on to be serious about the shooting and then right into speech mode. What is going on here? Was this appropriate? Should we be concerned? 855-785-8255 as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
Heard on radios, smartphones, and home speakers everywhere. This is the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And yesterday in Nashville, a former student of Covenant Christian School opened fire, killing three children, three adults. This was a transgender person. A lot of people are now starting to call for this to be looked at as not just a school shooting, not just a mass shooting, but a hate crime, something politically motivated. According to reports out of the Nashville Police Department, Audrey Hale, who was the identified shooter, has had some resentment for having to go to the school. That's what cops said, as they are looking to pin down a motive. There is a manifesto. More on that, I'm sure, will come out. Yesterday, just an hour or so after this happened, Joe Biden was supposed to make an announcement about this, or at least give some words to the nation about this school shooting. And this is what he said instead.
My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And I ate Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip.
Now, it went on. We just played the entire thing that news outlets would not let you see. We played it all out. And the question for you now, If you haven't, if you just missed it, listen to it today. You can go to C-SPAN and listen to it. It's unbelievably, I think, scary. It's creepy. It's inappropriate. And we're looking for your reactions. 855-785-8255. And we'll start with John in Pasadena. John, you're on The Morning Answer with Jen and Grant. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, something, I mean, he's remarkably ignorant and evil. But the thing that shocks me, too, is that this clip is the audience laughing. And this is like a stand-up routine at the comedy store in Hollywood or something. It's unbelievable.
John, we agree with you.
It really is very odd. You know, we've been talking about the laugh track behind the president, the man who calls himself president, for a long time now, for at least, you know, for the last couple months, I guess, Jen.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like there's an applause sign behind him, right? Like in a sitcom audience.
Yeah, very odd. And the fact that he doesn't understand that the nation has just turned in to hear him speak about, you know, about a very traumatic event for everybody, because everybody, either you're a parent, you know somebody who is, you were a kid, you know what it's like to be part of a family. This is one thing that we all have in common, okay? Yeah. You want to hear the president address that, the concerns of parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters. And he's talking about chocolate chip ice cream.
Mm-hmm. And look, not that I would agree with the fast approach of gun control, but that's like his MO. If you're going to say something, I mean, it's terrible to make this political when it's literally 2 hours in, but if that's going to be, at least it would be something. Chocolate chip ice cream and I'm Dr. Jill Biden's husband and yucking it up? Not okay under any circumstances. Juan in Los Angeles, you're up next on The Morning Answer. Hi, Juan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I honestly think he knows exactly what he's doing. He clearly doesn't really care, which is not new for us that have dealt with this president. But overall, you know, we're getting, all of us are getting desensitized to this happening. It's just not common, especially if you're in LA. So I personally think he's a bad person, but you know what? There's a lot of people like that, especially in the news. So there's nothing uncommon what's going on right now.
Thanks, Juan, for the phone call. 855-785-8255. Talking through Biden's reaction to the Nashville shooting yesterday. Jim in Los Angeles. Hey, Jim, you're on The Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Hi, good morning, guys. I just heard the clip you played. This reflects the genuine nature of Democrats. They do not care. They only care about their position and their power and their agenda. They remember the video with Bill Clinton in the funeral when he was laughing, got caught on camera, and then suddenly he dropped his head. These guys do not care. They care only about their power, and that is it. And this speech reflects it.
Yeah, I think that's right, Jim.
I say a lack of empathy, but
zero.
It's a lack of self-awareness.
Right.
It's a lack of what's going on around him. It's a lack of what's important. It's a lack of what he should be doing as a leader. I mean,
And the switching of gears, that just, going from laughing to then mumbling about the shooting and then thank you all for that introduction and then like going into game show host mode where he's getting ready to do a speech.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
And then talking with the little kids, you know, he's so creepy when it comes to that, too.
Paul in Agoura Hills. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Jen. Yeah, freaked out is the understatement of the year. I'm feeling, it's like hair on the back of my neck kind of freaked
me
out.
Me too. Like my stomach hurts looking at it. Ugh.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like it's like changes your day. Listening to that, knowing that guy's in charge of the world. We missed you yesterday, Grant.
Oh, I appreciate that. I was shooting a rap video.
I know I mentioned that a few times.
Yeah.
But I think the second point is, please imagine if that were a Christian armed with two rifles that walked into a trans, I don't know.
Clinic. Oh, yeah. If it's a Christian into like a trans clinic that's doing gender transitions or, you know, something like that.
Where would we be today? What would Biden's speech have been yesterday?
I know.
Where would we be today?
And what if Trump had reacted that way? What would happen? People would be going apoplectic. It's a double standard.
I mean, you know, look, guaranteed that all those things would be happening today. I think the story's going to disappear.
Yeah.
I think once it comes out that this transgender was pushing gun reform, and her mother was pushing gun reform, and And
I don't
then she
think
turns
we should
out
let this go. If this is a hate crime, this is a hate crime, and it should be looked at as such. Don't you think?
Well, you know, I'm not a big fan of hate crimes.
But the
I don't
left
understand.
Is, and I think it needs to make a statement.
But
I know.
What was the hate crime? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not
it's
saying
a,
it's not.
It's a transgender targeting a Christian school.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. Maybe.
I believe with it, like just like you, that every crime is done because of a hateful reason behind it, right? I mean, most crimes are.
Hate crimes are ridiculous. I mean, literally, you know,
this is but this
you deface
is the
somebody's building, to charge them with defacing the building.
But this is the terminology of the left that should be used if they want to dole it out in other circumstances. Then it should be doled out in circumstances that don't fit their narrative as well.
Very true.
Klaus in Newberry Park. Hi, Klaus.
Hi, Grant. Hi, Jen. Hey, sad morning. The only constructive thing to do on our part is to have complete and utter contempt for the president, and even more so, the complete and utter contempt of his administration. Talking about ice cream an hour or two after the shooting? Are you kidding me? Who talks about their favorite things right after, you know, and it's a tragedy happening? Seriously, who lets this man speak? And who has the laugh card in the back, having the press corps and the audience laughing at everything he says? What the hell?
I know. Yeah. I'm with you on your outrage, Klaus. I know. I'm
it really is.
Absolutely. That's seriously the feeling that I have listening to how all of that unfolded. It's how I felt yesterday. And then listening to the whole thing today in real time. It's unbelievably infuriating, but also a little bit scary.
Yeah. Yeah, that it is.
All right. Boy. So we're going to take a beat on that because it's always a tough day, I think, to talk about these kinds of stories. And then when the reaction is so infuriating, it's just rough. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you that if you are suffering from heartburn or indigestion, you know, sour stomach, that kind of thing, poor sleep, fatigue, Balance 7 is for you. We get a lot of people commenting on Balance 7. A lot of people go, should I use it? Should I not? John from Long Beach says, what a huge difference for his heartburn. It's a quote. I was struggling since Zantac was taken off the market, but Balance 7 works great. His quote is one of many from people who are happy users of Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body, that perfect pH balance that helps increase your energy, your memory, your sleep, and it unlocks your immune system, which protects you. And Balance 7 works. I know. I use it. I took it actually with me. People call and they go, you don't really use it. You just talk about it. No. Balance 7 went with me this weekend out of town because I knew I was going to be going out to dinner. And one little sip before you go to bed, perfect. Like, it just makes you feel good. So one sip in the morning, one sip in the afternoon, one sip in the evening. Within 3 days, you are going to notice a difference, especially if you get a sour stomach, indigestion. And again, if you want to sleep better at night, Balance 7 works. And you can try it right now. You'll get $15 off your order. You get free shipping and a money-back guarantee. And you get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin if you call 800-793-9039, 800-793-9039. Use code word Jennifer at 800-793-9039. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, ask yourself why you haven't tried Balance 7 yet. There's a money-back guarantee. You don't even have to ship back the product if you don't like it. But you'll call 800-793-9039, and I know you will. Mention code word Jennifer, 800-793-9039, or balance the number 7.com. All right, as we continue, bring in update here at home. Rain is in the forecast. How are those local mountains doing? San Bernardino speaking out about the potential for more rain and snow. All as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.